97.5 WFHR and 105.5 WIRI, your Wisconsin Rapids home for locally grown radio. Here's your daily news roundup.
From the Wisconsin Rapids Local Newsroom, I'm Melissa Kay. Two of Wisconsin's biggest providers of gender-affirming care have stopped treatments for minors because of changes from the Trump administration. Savannah Tolme-Olson reports.
Last month, the Federal Department of Health and Human Services announced plans to block Medicaid and Medicare reimbursement to hospitals that offer gender-affirming treatments to kids. Pretty much all hospitals participate in Medicaid and Medicare, and a big chunk of their income comes from those programs via reimbursement. Without that money, some hospitals could be at risk of closing. Now, UW Health and Children's Wisconsin have stopped providing hormone and puberty-blocking treatments. Staff from UW Health say, quote, "We recognize the uncertainty faced by our impacted patients and families seeking this gender-affirming care and will continue to support their health and well-being," end quote. And a spokesperson for Children's Wisconsin told WPR they can't offer this care anymore because of, quote, "escalating legal and federal regulatory risk," end quote. These treatments are very rarely used, but advocates say when they are used, they save lives. Analysis by Reuters and Komodo Health shows only about 0.01% of the insured population gets gender-affirming care during childhood. Data published by the National Institutes of Health shows 82% of trans people have considered suicide and 40% have attempted it, making them more vulnerable to ending their lives.
Two constitutional amendments got public hearings this month at the state capitol. One would strengthen protections for the right to bear arms. Another would curb the governor's partial veto power. Constitutional amendments need to pass through two consecutive sessions of the legislature before being put to voters. And if voters sign off, they can't be vetoed by the governor. The Wisconsin Department of Children and Families is reporting an error rate of under 3% for child care payments as federal agencies increase their focus on potential child care fraud. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services recently announced it would freeze funding that supports child care assistance payments to low-income families in five states following allegations of fraud, including neighboring Minnesota. Department of Children and Families Secretary Jeff Pirtle says he's not concerned about potential funding freezes in Wisconsin. The 2.9% error rate for child care payments in the state is one of the lowest in the country and sits comfortably below the federal limit of 10%. Secretary Pirtle also noted that improper payments contributing to the error rate could also be mistakes or errors and don't necessarily mean fraud is occurring. Changes to federal policies to combat fraud could create some additional administrative burden or reporting requirements, but Secretary Pirtle says addressing previous instances of fraud puts the DCF in a good position to navigate the changes. The Wisconsin State Assembly unanimously passed a proposed bill that would require schools to have a cardiac emergency response plan last week. The legislation seeks to have a written plan available to respond to cardiac arrests on school property or at school-sponsored athletic events. The plan would include a response team of staff members, what their roles are in a cardiac emergency, and how the response team is activated. Lawmakers also say there is no cost for school districts to put their cardiac emergency response plan together. The DNR is monitoring a manure spill in Marathon County. It happened late on Thursday last week. The manure was spilling from a livestock site into a stream that empties into Black Creek. The farm was actively transferring manure between storage facilities when the transfer system failed. The manure discharged from the transfer line. The DNR is still monitoring the situation, and it's not known yet how much manure was spilled into the stream. The farm is actively cleaning up the spill, and the DNR is working closely with the Marathon County Department of Conservation Planning and Zoning to monitor the cleanup. January 31st will be here before we know it, and the first installment of property taxes is due that day. There's a drop box outside of the Wisconsin Rapids City Hall where you can deposit your payment anytime. You can pay at the window inside and receive a receipt when City Hall is open. If you plan to mail your payment, make sure you get it in the mail early or ask them to postmark it at the window when you take it to the post office in person. Recent changes at the U.S. Post Office mean your mail isn't postmarked when you drop it off. It's transferred to a regional sorting center before receiving a date. Another deadline coming up soon are applications for the 79th Allison Dairyland. The date to apply is January 30th. The year-long position is a full-time paid position, including holiday, vacation, and sick leave. You must be at least 21 years old and a resident of Wisconsin to apply. The position begins July 6th. A cover letter, completed application form, resume, and 3 professional references are due on January 30th. Find more information at aliceindairyland.com. Local news at the top and bottom of every hour throughout the day or on demand anytime at WFHR.com and WIRI.FM. From the Wisconsin Rapids Local Newsroom, I'm Melissa Kay.
The Badgers on a roll. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, college basketball. The Wisconsin Badgers getting ready for Thursday night's road game at Penn State. Tip-off time 6 p.m. Wisconsin with a 4-game winning streak after beating Rutgers 96-87 before a packed house in Madison. Nick Boyd had 32 points and 9 assists. Head coach Greg Gard.
Obviously, Nick Boyd was really good. Thought his ability to attack specifically against that defense, we were going to have people break him down. Obviously, like I said, a really good 20 in the first and get figured out for the second 20, so we need to be much better than that.
And the Wisconsin women's team with a dramatic 94-92 win in double overtime over Oregon last night. Badgers head coach Robin Pinchton.
You know, we don't talk about this a lot, but we've got 4 players in that starting lineup that haven't played in the Power 5 level before. Couldn't be more proud of them, but I'm more proud of them for that locker room than I am the scoreboard tonight.
That's the Badgers head coach Robin Pinchton with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
A little patchy blowing snow right away this morning, then mostly sunny today. Our high only 0 with wind out of the west at around 10 to 20. That'll keep the wind chill below 0 all day, so bundle up. Tonight, partly cloudy, down to 10 below. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 8 above with a little more light snow tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Wisconsin Rapids News Roundup from WIRI and WFHR, locally grown radio. Find more news anytime at WFHR.com and WIRI.FM. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.